Hey, what's up, guys? It's your girl Brittany, and I'm back with another one. This is part two of Pressure on Your Weakness. So remember on part one, guys, when I told you that I had took a 30-day break off of social media, and I pretty much just did a lot of reading and did a lot of, I just put a lot of focus on physical workouts. And so I was in the gym working out and, you know, trying to stay healthy. I did a lot of adjusting to my diet, and I also pretty much did a few devotionals, and I just stayed, you know, stayed prayed up, stayed just kind of like searching and seeking within, learning more about my religion. And so now I do have way more clarification. So I took that 30-day break, and that was cool. I felt refreshed. I only knew of my business and the ones that stayed in contact with me. I definitely have a few mentees, and so I've been, you know, teaching them how to trade and how to look at the markets, the bear markets and price movements and things of that nature, supply and demand. So I just focused on the things that was my business. So I was really minding my business, and not saying that in the in that cheesy way, that phrase way, but really just making sure that I'm up on everything that I'm supposed to be up on. I'm handling all of my business. I am, you know, watering the seeds that will produce good fruit for me. And so everything was so refreshing, and 30 days was completely refreshed. Now keep that in mind. So I've downloaded all of my social medias back. And I'm trying to get in the process of, you know, really just having a lot more self-control with social media. So now that they're back on my phone, and now that I'm back, you know, I scroll a little or whatever. I've noticed a lot just within this week or two of just having my social media back. I really got to clean my timeline up, guys. Like, it's so many people that, you know, is still on my timeline that just, I don't know what kind of energy they're putting out. A lot of their energy feels negative. And, you know, and it's, I don't want to come off in a judgmental way whatsoever. I'm not judgmental. Hey, post what you want to post. Do you. You are you. Your personality is you. You know, whatever you're into, whatever your conversation is, whatever your timeline is, whatever, you know, energy that you're putting out there, that's you. I'm not trying to be judgmental or anything. But at the end of the day, I am going to have to clean up my timeline some, because it is a lot of negative stuff, a lot of sexual stuff on there that's just not what I'm really into. And sometimes you don't even know. It's not that you purposely putting that stuff on your timeline. It's just that, you know, 1 minute people be up and down. Like, 1 minute their timeline is, you know, family. Next minute they like they city girls and hot boys and hot girls. You know, 1 minute they're super religious. 1 minute they're this and 1 minute they're that. Like, people really be all over the place. And really scrolling your timeline, you will have so many emotions. And I can just, the 30 days that I really stepped back and took notice to like really minding my own business and, you know, really just watering my own seeds and things of that nature, I really had noticed that when people scroll their timelines, whatever they get from their timelines, that's their mood and that's their motive as of right now. So if they see someone on vacation, I want to go on vacation. They see someone at Six Flags, I want to go to Six Flags. They see someone club, and I want to go out. I want to have fun. I want to get drunk. You know, it's like whatever they see on their timeline, that's what they want to do. They see someone take a cute picture, you know, half naked on the beach in a swimsuit. Now they want to take a cute picture. They don't even have a beach in their background. They just in the bathroom in a mirror and panties and bra. They want a picture so bad because they seen someone else take a cute picture, and, you know, their body probably was on point. They've been in the gym and all healthy and stuff, managing their diets and this and that. And so I noticed that it's so much that you're scrolling so many followers and things of that nature that's giving, you know, that's really putting out different type of energies. And whatever you see in your timeline, all of a sudden it's your mood. And I noticed that the 30 days that I was minding everything Brittany, I noticed that you really do have to be rooted in what it is that you want to do. You know, you really have to have deep, stern roots, and you really can't be shaken by someone else's mood or someone else's energy. No one else's energy or no one else's vibe should shake what it is that you have going on. If you are focusing and you're all about your money and you're in your bag and not in your feelings, or you're in your feelings and in your bag, whatever you feel like, you know, don't let what someone else doing or someone else results or someone else opinion shape what it is that you have going on. And I noticed that in my 30 days, when I see other people on their timeline, on their social media, that was fine, because, you know, there's no conversation going on between us or anyone in the room, because we all have our phones and that's what we decide to do. And that downtime is, you know, scroll or, you know, just kind of like pass time with social media. But when they tap back into the energy of the room, their whole personality or their whole mood is changed just based off what it is that they just consume through their timeline and through their social media or through their text, and they're conversing with people who's rubbing off energy, and it immediately shook them. All of a sudden, their conversation is different. All of a sudden, the energy that I feel from them in the present moment is different. And so, you know, we just really got to be careful, because it's pressure on your weaknesses. If you are insecure, or you're feeling doubtful, or you're feeling fearful, or you're not happy with where you are right now, and you start to see these things on social media or on your timeline or in converse with someone else, it's gonna shake you up, and it's gonna just switch everything that you have going on. So you're not focused or you're not really in tune on what it is that you're doing anymore, because you're so shaken by others' opinions and what other people have going on and this and that. They don't want the same thing that you want. So you have to stay stern, and you have to stay rooted and have deep roots, and not be shaken and not be moved, and stick to the plan and stick to what it is that you say that you want. And it was, and that's the most, I think that was like the biggest thing that I really received from taking a break, was is that I seen how easy it was to be shaken and to be distracted and thrown off track by social media. In just conversing with people through your text messages and your emails and everything else. I want to take from that break, and what I want to do is I really, really want to make sure that I am rooted, and I want to stay focused, and I want to stay driven, and I want to stay steadfast on what it is that I want and what I believe and what I have going on. And I just want to make sure that at the end of the day, I get what I desire accomplished, and I stay on track, and I don't really have these unnecessary delays that's causing me not to really accomplish my goal, or even deter me from not finishing, or feeling so doubtful, or making it really a longer journey than what it has to be. And that's one thing that I've noticed, and that's because I really took a step back. And, you know, I'm not saying that you have to do that, and I'm not saying that anyone else has to do it. I don't like to push what it is that I'm doing on anyone. I don't like to push what I'm doing on my listeners or my friends or my family and things of that nature. I don't like to really just push my beliefs or what it is that I'm doing on anyone. If I take a break, if I mention that I'm doing this, then, you know, you don't have to do it. I don't care. I just have to focus on me right now. And that's one thing that I definitely feel okay with and definitely feel strongly about. I just want to state my opinion. I want to put this energy out there. You do not have to do it. You do not have to listen to me as your friend. I, you know, out of so many friends, I'm okay with just being that one friend that says this or says that. So at the end of the day, do you keep it up? Keep up the good work, keep up your focus, and keep up your drive, and stay in your bag, and stay out your feelings, or stay in them. I don't really care. Just do what you have to do for you. And stay focused, stay grounded, stay rooted, and I'm out. This your girl, Brittany. Holla.